The demonstrations in Sudan continue. Less than a week after hundreds of thousands around the country took the streets demanding the military reverse its takeover of the government, people came out on Wednesday to reiterate that same demand.
I demand for a civilian government and the military council to be taken to court, and those who killed people to be handed justice, and those who are making our lives hard here must also be brought to justice.
The protests were organized by bodies known as resistance committees and the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition, which has been sharing power with the military. Again, protesters were met with violence, including tear gas and live ammunition by security forces to disperse them. Several have been killed and many more injured. Authorities also disrupted phone lines. The internet has been restricted since the military takeover, and those restrictions became tougher during Wednesday's demonstrations. But all that didn't deter the crowds from gathering in capital and other cities.
Protesters behind me, they are barricading the roads, firing the tires, burning the tires, and chanting against the military. They say they want an immediate restoration of a civilian government, and they say also they want the release of the political prisoners and also army to commit to that constitutional declaration it signed in 2019 with civilians.
General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who dissolved the two-year transitional government, has promised to appoint a government of technocrats to lead until elections in 2023. The U.S. cut aid to Sudan after the military takeover and has urged a return to civilian government.
Sudan had been on a path toward democracy and stability. Returning to that path is the best way for Sudan to attain peace and prosperity, become a leader on the continent, and to restore very strong support from the international community.
The protesters say they will do all they can to force the military to hand power to a civilian government. And Wednesday's demonstrations show that their dispute with the military leadership is far from over. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.